The Catholic Church has reached a landmark confidential settlement with a survivor of the notorious Ballarat-based paedophile priest Gerald Ridsdale. Lawyers say it's the first time in a civil case that the church has admitted liability. After a legal battle, the diocese finally admitted that it knew about Ridsdale's sexual abuse before he attacked their client, known only as JCB. So how significant is this? Dr. Judy Courton is a lawyer representing JCB and other victims of institutional child abuse. I just spoke to her.
It's the very first time a Catholic Church authority, in this case the Diocese of Ballarat, has admitted legal liability for the crimes, terrible crimes committed against our client by then Father Ridsdale. So it's highly significant in that sense. And it's this sort of accountability that survivors and victims need in order to get any form of justice. So it's very, very important.
Now, there's a timeline issue here, isn't there, about what the church knew about Ridsdale and when they knew it. Can you explain that?
So with our client, tragically for him, he was raped by Ridsdale in 1982. During the Royal Commission, the body representing the Catholic Church admitted to the Royal Commission that they had knowledge of Ridsdale being an offender way back in 1975. When we took this case and filed it in the court, the Diocese of Ballarat denied that they had knowledge about Ridsdale prior to 1982, when previously they had admitted it. It took us, or took our client and us, 12 to 15 months dragging this through a court before the Diocese of Ballarat changed its mind and decided to admit they had knowledge and thus admit liability.
And so what does this mean for others who were abused by Ridsdale? Is this a precedent?
Yes, this is a precedent in the sense that if somebody was abused by Ridsdale after 1975, we no longer have to prove in the courts that the diocese was negligent because it breached its duty of care. We already know now that the diocese, Bishop Mulkerns, had knowledge that Ridsdale was an offender, but they did not act, and they just moved him on wittingly to new dioceses, new parishes, to rape other children. I mean, simply appalling.
And so are other cases likely to come forward? Do you expect other settlements are possible?
Oh, absolutely. We've issued many cases against the Catholic Church in the Supreme Court in Victoria, and more cases, of course, are now coming forward. And our client has been incredibly brave. He has taken enormous emotional and psychological risk to take on the Catholic Church, and they have fought very hard. But our client has won, and we finally have proper accountability from the Catholic Church, and we weren't getting that in the past at all.
Judy Courton, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Judy Courton is a lawyer who represented the abuse survivor JCB and many others. We have asked the Catholic Church for a response.